Good day and welcome to What's Happening MoCo, a podcast from your award-winning government television station, County Cable Montgomery. Now, here's your host, Derek Kenny.
Good day, welcome to What's Happening MoCo. We are at the MAKO conference and we are still talking to better and more people at the conference, leaders that are helping us in many different ways. And we're getting ready to talk about a leader that is helping underserved communities do better in business. And what's better than that? Who knows? I'm here with Maria Martinez.
Thank you very much.
Now, what's the name of your department?
Special Secretary of the Governor's Office of Minority Small Women Business Affairs.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, the name kind of implies what that organization does, but just for us to understand fully, what do you guys do?
Our side is mainly the compliance side of the minority business enterprise. We have three socioeconomic programs in our realm, in our world, if you will. It's the Minority Business Enterprise, it's the Small Business Reserve, and it's the Veteran Small Business Reserve. So we work also with veterans in addition to small minority and women-owned businesses. Oh. So we are the compliance side of it. Certification starts at MDOT in their offices. In procurement, and then we are the compliance side of that.
So I think it's interesting or very important that people realize the government has a compliance side, because there's rules and then there's enforcement. Without an enforcement, do the rules mean anything?
Exactly.
So if there are things that are mandated by the county that benefits small, minority, women-owned businesses, if there's no one to check, to do the checks and then do the enforcement, What is the importance of having those rules? How has it been so far trying to enforce your mandate?
Well, I think because the governor has given us our mandate of 29% for participation overall, he has engaged all the agencies, the secretaries, who are more than wanting to be part of this, the culture of ensuring that we have access, that minority businesses, small businesses, women-owned businesses, veteran businesses have access. It's wonderful to be able to have that support when you have the governor behind you. So the agencies are all receptive, wanting to do what we need to do. There's work, because it's not easy. You can't just go in and turn a key and everything is going to be okay. But what he's done is empowered us all to be able to do that. So with our office and our team, which I have to tell you, it's not a little biased, but I have an incredible team that knows what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time as well. And now they have the ability to do more with what knowledge and expertise they have. So
I think you said two powerful words there. You said empowerment and you said team. So the empowerment comes from at the top. So the governor is empowering your team and other teams to do what they need to do. And then you have to have an effective team. Tell us about your team. What is your team composed of, and what are some of the things they're working on now as we start, just get started as this new kind of fiscal part of the year?
Well, they're subject matter experts, really, in this field. They're incredible from the minority business, from the small business reserve side, from the veterans business reserve, from the gaming side. We are also involved with the gaming side of casinos. Our communications, our chief of staff. I mean, we are a small but mighty group, and I think that's also something that we do quite a bit with a small group of people who are just passionate about what they do. And now they have really been, sparked to be able to do the work that they have seen not be able to develop as we would hope. And now with the governor's mandate, it is there. So they're making a lot happen, but they have incredible relationships throughout the agencies. They're very respected. So when they work with other agencies, there's a collaboration. We don't, our enforcement side is not about you should have done this or you should have, it's about how can we do better? What do we need? How can we work together? That's how it works, because we're all on the same team.
So it's even though it's compliance, it's more about collaboration. It's a collaborative process. It's not a slap on the wrist. It's more of a corrective measures, education, encouragement, and then, and all that adds lends to enforcement. That's great.
Yes.
So what has been your greatest challenge so far?
Well, I think there's internal processes that are really honestly beyond a lot of people's controls. There's, things with systems that have been there for quite a while. And what I mean, like technology that we have to rely on for information that goes in, the information that comes out. But with the departments, with DGS, the other collaborative departments we work with, there's work groups that are working through that to making sure that they're rectified and they're also preemptive, so it doesn't happen. So it's not, you know, as much as we want to do what we want to do, you'd think we'd be able to go and do something very quickly. There's systems that have to be changed. That just takes a little bit of time. So we ask for a little bit of patience on top of that, but we know that this is a priority. It's the governor's priority, and it's our priority.
All right. And it's a priority for Maryland and, I guess, the people of Montgomery County, which many of which are small micro businesses, minority businesses, women-owned businesses, innovative businesses. Well, what type of encouragement do you have for them coming from your position encourage them to just kind of keep moving forward as businesses in Maryland?
Sure. Well, I was an MBE at one time, so I know. I was a small business owner, and I understand what you have to navigate through. And it's not easy. It's not, you know, you're alone a lot of times. You've got a lot on your own shoulders. Then no one's there to really lift you and prop you because you're the leader, and you have to, you know, keep moving on. So I would say Montgomery County has great resources, by the way. You truly do lead a lot of those efforts. And I wouldn't say just in Maryland. I think, you know, on a national level, you all do a really good job because you really do understand there's a cultural competency to your community. You relate to your community as a whole. But you also make sure that there's understanding of programs in different languages and different ways you reach your communities, because not everyone speaks the same language per se. And you find ways to communicate the access of resources. But the resources that any agency has available, our department, the state, the counties, that's what matters, is to connect with them, because there's a lot of resources there.
Well, thank you so much for that compliment of Montgomery County,
it's
Maryland.
True. Yeah.
As the executive walks by. So that's great, very timely.
Wonderful.
So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank
and
you.
Hope that you've gotten all that you wanted out of the Mako Conference.
Thank
and feel free to reach out to us again when you have new initiatives to share or things that you'd like the businesses in Montgomery County to be aware of.
Thank you so much. We just want everyone to compete with confidence, and that's what we're there for. So thank you for this opportunity.
Compete with confidence. That's wonderful.
That's
thank
it.
You.
Thank
have
you.
A great one.
Oh, you as well. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. And please subscribe.